come in, sir. What is your name, sir? State your name again, sir.
My name is Dominic Orlando Woods. My number is 068534.
Anybody have Mr. Woods? I don't have Mr. Woods. Mr. Johnson, do you have Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Okay, well, Mr. Woods is waiting for you at this time, sir. The Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will appear in the hearing at this time, sir. I said the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will chair your hearing, Mr. Woods, so just hold on, he'll be right with you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, sir.
I'm doing good, sir. Could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
My name is Dominic Woods, 068534.
Thank you, Mr. Woods. Sir, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members this morning that will be conducting your hearing. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to introduce the board members. We have to my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, sir, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Next, we have the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your... I almost said case agent. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today, sir. So also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as a parole officer is Mr. Oliveri. So Mr. Oliveri is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer. Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this boy's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Mr. Johnson, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. We have a focus on this work or anything like that. I'm going to give an opportunity to, for a part of the city. I'm going to tell you something about that, sir.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do anything. I'm going to give it my mind today. But I'm going to do a process right now. My new process is my days. I'm going to tell you something, sir.
Okay, so, sir, there's a notification of this board hearing today that you had, and you signed that notification on March 15th.
Yes, I signed the notification on March 15th, to see the board, but I haven't been served with proof of service now. I haven't been served, I got the deputy, the department board members here, and this room, the manager showed, to ensure that due process of the email.
Okay. So, sir, Mr. Woods, so I'm looking at the proof of service warrant, which was served on February 18th. And on
February 18th?
Yes, sir. And it says it's marked on here that you refused to sign, sir.
Refused to sign? Sir, I never refused to sign anything.
Okay. Mr. Woods, let me ask you something, sir. So, do you want to postpone your hearing and have them serve you with that paperwork, or? Well, sir, there's two signatures on here of two witnesses as well as the officer who tried to serve you with the papers. And this was on February 18th that they served you with these papers. And there's two COs who said that they tried to serve you with the papers and you refused to sign them. That was on February 18th. And then on March 15th, you signed the papers of this notification here, sir. So, let's see.
I don't know if you're coming. Sorry, I was Did he come to jail at that time? Why would anybody come to the county jail?
Well, sir, Mr. Woods, it doesn't say where they came to. However, it's your choice, sir. You want us to continue your hearing, or what would you like us to do? We do have documentation that says that you were served and you refused to sign, sir, and it also has two witnesses on there that said that you were served with the paperwork, sir. So what would you like to do, sir? If you did...
I'm going to continue, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Oliver?
Even if the mayor or better refused to sign, he still wouldn't have left a copy of his warrant.
Okay.
Okay,
well, sir, we're going to go ahead and continue with the hearing if that's what you would like to do, okay?
All right.
Okay, Mr. Woods, at this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Oliver in, okay? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Woods, your hearing today is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board is going to make a determination whether you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision. In phase two, we're going to determine whether we should revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Mr. Woods, you have two violations listed on your warrant. We're going to start out in phase one. I'm going to read those violations to you, sir. When I read them to you, I need you to state whether it's true or false, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. The first violation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 22nd, 2017, per the task individual test of compliance summary dated January 22nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. The second allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 8, 2018, as directed on January 5, 2018. Thus far, the offender is actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Woods, based on your admission, I'm going to move to find that you were delinquent, that you did violate the terms and conditions of your supervision, that you may have lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Woods, we're going to go on to phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, so first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Okay, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Woods was released from the Department of Corrections on December 4th of 2017. He was arrested on February 16th of 2018 by Tucson PD on an absconder warrant and a new misdemeanor charge of shoplifting. He was returned back to DOC custody on March 7th of 2018. He has 39 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on February 10th of 2020. Current conviction, 2006, burglary, second degree, 13 years. Prior convictions, 1987, manslaughter, 6 years. 1992, criminal civilization, 1 year, 6 months. 1993, marijuana violation, 2 years, 3 months. 1995, burglary, second degree, 6 years, 6 months. And in 2003, burglary, second degree, 3 years. The offender has 5 terms with ADC. CU and MHR scores are 3-3. Mental health score of a 3, and substance abuse score of a 3. STJA information, inmate Woods told COC Wells that he was a member of the South Park Avenue Family Clubs from the ages of 13 to 24. He claimed he quit being a member 6 years ago. Prior terms of supervision, in 1994, TR reverted to provisional, completion 7 months. 2001, TIS completion, 14 months, and in 2006, TIS absconder for 64 days, reached a CSED prior to seeing the DOC. The offender has a significant disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1984, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation, 1985, theft, Arizona juvenile probation, 1986, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. This community risk level is a G6B7, and status of charges, an email was received from Senior Parole Officer Stephanie Erickson on Wednesday, March 28th of 2018. Offender has two open cases in Marana Municipal Court, CM 2018-000147, shoplifting, CM 2018-000175, false report to law enforcement. Both have a court date of April 25th of 2018 scheduled.
Okay, sir, so Mr. Woods, I see that when you were released, you were approved to live at 4742 East 26th Street in Tucson, Arizona. Whose house? That's your sister's house, sir?
Yes, sir.
So when did you leave your sister's house?
So I continued to live in my sister's house the whole time, sir.
Okay, so were you working during this period of time, sir?
So I'm trying to social care.
So how is it? Who shot you?
Huh?
Who shot you or not?
Who shot you?
Yes, sir.
I got him in the room, yes, sir. It was outside. I answered the door and I shot several three times.
All right. You failed to submit to your assessment on December 22nd. Why did you do that, sir?
So I was members of the family, the death of my family, and I just based my life, so that's not an excuse. It was my bad, but I'm not completely, but there was a flash before, I don't know how to do it for you. You know, I the last time I was in court, the time of police, I mean, I've been a year without talking to you or anything. I came in, I was screaming, I came in, so I had a paperwork right here.
So it looks like, you know, the whole, you know, you've been in more trouble for either burglary, Shoplifting or theft, that's what you've been in trouble for. This doesn't sound like if you were staying with your sister trying to do right, that you'd be out there shoplifting and still committing the same type of crimes that you incarcerated for, Mr. Woods. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Woods, the board is going to discuss them. A lot of boards in discussion, sir, will be making a determination whether we vote or reinstate you in your community.
Sir, can I say something?
Just, okay, sir, prior to the board going into discussion, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell the board or say anything to the board that you'd like to present without repeating yourself.
I can say it right now?
Yes, sir.
So I asked to give you the chance, sir. I asked to please, because I need the trigger program for the Anderson, sir.
Okay.
Anything, sir. I need to know, sir.
Okay.
Please, the reason here is not right, please.
All right. Well, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone. You can hit a discussion, but remain silent while the board's on in discussion, sir. The board's now into discussion. Yeah, we've heard Mr. Woods, and apparently it's evident that the PO was trying to work with Mr. Woods, made several attempts to contact him at his home, at the residence, went by, left a letter for him to contact him. Mr. Woods says he was just afraid of going back to prison, but Mr. Woods also has a long history of burglary, which he's currently serving time for burglary and theft, shoplifting, and then he committed another shoplifting, which he currently got arrested on, but it looks like he had another shoplifting that's pending in Miranda. So that's two shoplifters, like he was out doing the
same thing. No, that's the same case, sir. That's the same case.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to remain quiet while the boys are discussing, but I'll take that if it's the same case that he got arrested for shoplifting, and then he has another case that's going along with that for false reporting to a police officer. And I do see that, you know, he won't be released until February 10th of 2020, which is almost 2 years from now that he won't be released. But and I think if Mr. Woods, you know, really wanted to get himself together, he would have made more effort while he was incarcerated on this time here instead of going out committing some other crimes. Had he not committed these other crimes, I would think he would have been more sincere about really doing it. I just don't see him being suitable to put back out on community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, and I think that was a great summary. Unfortunately, the 22 months that are left are part of his 14-year prison sentence. They're not a new charge. They're part of his original sentence, and it's unfortunate, but he's a repeat offender who sounds very much conditioned to finding loopholes in the criminal justice system. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Neal.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. To get a 14-year sentence for burglary means that we're things piled up, and with the record of all the thefts and the criminal impersonation, which is usually done to for pecuniary profit. But anyway, I just unfortunately. I think that Mr. Woods is suitable to the lack of any community supervision at this time.
Okay, therefore I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Woods find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Okay, so the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. Sir, you're going to be released. It's going to be a while, February 10th of 2020. Mr. Woods, I would hope that you get involved in some programs while you're still
here.
Okay. That's
going to
conclude the hearing
that
you're filing.
Thank you.